Welcome to the GGB podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we speak with Jonathan Jossel, the CEO of the Plaza Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, on how that area has rebounded and how his hotel has improved. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the nation's leading affiliate marketing service for online and land-based casinos. Downtown Las Vegas has established a remarkable rebound over the past few years, mostly due to an infusion of $500 million in new capital in the area. One of the hotels investing millions has been the Plaza at the foot of Fremont Street. British-born Jonathan Jossel has been running the property for almost 3 years now and explains what made the needle move and why the future couldn't look any brighter for the Plaza. Here's a hint. It involves pickleball. Jossel spoke with me at his offices at the Plaza in February. Jonathan Jossel, thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. I've been following what's going on at the Plaza here for the last 5 years or so, and you've really taken it up another notch. But let's start with some of the basics. I mean, this is one of the most historic hotels in downtown Las Vegas. Obviously, at one point it was owned by the legendary Jackie Gawn, a succession of owners. What is the ownership structure of the hotel today?
Sure. Thank you. It's great to be with you. The ownership structure is, in 2004, Tamara's, which is a real estate development company, privately owned, purchased it from Jackie Gawn and his partners at the time, and have owned it since then, have owned the real estate since then. Today, I am the CEO and licensee of the operating company, which is PlayLV.
Okay.
So Tamara's owns the physical property, and I own the the business of the Plaza.
Okay, great.
The operation.
So I mentioned, you've been under renovations here for probably the last 5 years or so. Give us a timeline of what happened and where we are today.
Yeah, well, obviously, Jackie Gawn was a very well-known individual downtown, a pioneer of downtown, mm-hmm. and did amazing things down here, not just in terms of physical development, but in terms of how he made people feel, how he made the employees and team members feel.
Sure.
We have a lot of team members that have been here 25, 30, 40 years longer than I've been alive.
Right, yep.
And they have very fond memories of those days and obviously the evolution of the Plaza. And so really after, I'm not sure exactly what happened in terms of his ownership and what went on in the property at that time, but from about 2004, 2005 onwards, the properties obviously were older, and they had a lot of wear and tear,
right.
And they needed a little bit of new life added into them, and that took place at the Plaza in 2010, 2011, mm-hmm. where we closed down for a full remodel. And we were lucky enough at the time I was here to be invited by our architect to go see all the furniture at the Fountain Blue, which mm-hmm. was sitting in the basement.
Right.
And I called the owner in England and said, you know, this opportunity's come up, and fortunately for us, he gave us the go ahead to buy it on the spot. And so that was the beginning of the remodel of the Plaza.
Right.
No one knew at the time that it was going to grow to such a big project, because it was at the time just a room refresh,
sure, right.
which morphed into more restaurants, more casino mm-hmm. Remodels, and everything else that we ended up doing. So that was in 2011, and then obviously in 2014. Is when I got licensed, mm-hmm. had to go through the gaming control board
sure.
process, and I've officially been the CEO for two years and a bit.
Okay. So you mentioned there's been a lot of changes in the food and beverage area, as well as I know you've got the new pool. Just explain some of the renovations and the changes that you've made since you've been in charge.
Just since I took over, because the yeah. renovations took place prior to me.
Right, right.
I was here as Tamara's employee,
right.
but in terms of when I took over,
sure.
so 2 years ago, the main physical improvements have been to the pool deck.
Mm-hmm.
We did a $4 million remodel of our 60,000 square foot pool. Have you been up there?
I have not, no.
got to take him up there to see it. It's fantastic. Right. It's been way exceeded my expectations of what a pool remodel could possibly do for this property in terms of driving occupancy to the building, revenues of the pool, and just general awareness of the property. We craned a food truck up on the roof because it's on the fifth floor. It's got great views of downtown. It sits in between the two towers, so we had to... It turned into a big project. We scraped the entire deck, put in a new pool, put in a food truck. We have gaming up there. We have 16 pickleball courts, which is the fastest growing sport in America. We've had amazing publicity, conventions, groups using those courts. We do music events up there. We have a great bar now. So it's really turned into an amenity. Our six cabanas we use for, obviously, a lot of casino guests. And now we're actually remodeling 10 of the rooms on that side that are going to have private patios onto the pool. And so that's another great amenity of the pool deck. But I would say that the biggest changes, although that's a huge change, I'd say the biggest changes haven't been physical necessarily. It's been more about the experience of our guests, really focusing on, you know, what do people feel when they come to the plaza. And that's come from changing the morale of the team, improving the overall experience, adding music live music seven nights a week in the casino. We added a party pit in the front of the building. We've added about 150 new slot machines to the floor. We've really focused on the guest experience and creating a bit more energy in the casino, because that's what people want when they come to downtown and to Vegas. They want to feel that energy, and we added a new show with the Shinters, which has been a big hit. We've added more bingo games because we're the only people downtown that offer bingo. I mean, I could go on and on. All these things are, it's not one thing that's turned it around. It's been a culmination of it, and the guest feels that when they come here and they think, wow, there's something happening here.
So what do you consider your target market? Is it tourists or a mix of tourists and locals? How do you see that?
I'm always interested when people ask that question, because I see it as two separate, there's two separate answers to that. You know, in terms of the hotel, I don't think that anyone has a true target market in the hotel. You can't control who's going on Expedia, searching by location, price, whatever it is. So in the hotel, I think our target market is somewhat of a moving target. We're seeing great growth in occupancy, and I think that's driven by all the changes we've made in terms of the property and the advertising. In the terms of the casino, it's a little bit more strategic. We know who our target market is. We've seen a lot of great growth in terms of our Hawaiian market, in terms of our Midwest, and the people that come here to play bingo, again, we're the only ones with it in downtown, so we really focus on that and as an amenity for the property. But I'd say for the casino, it's a lot of Midwest and probably skews a little older, 45 plus for the casino.
Okay, so not that many locals.
We have a lot of locals, especially for bingo. But when you say who's our target, I'd say downtown is skewing more towards visitation, tourism, because that's really what it's about down here. It's the fun, it's the experience, and I think that's where we're seeing our growth for the plaza, which has been phenomenal in the last 2 years, has mostly come from tourism.
Looking to acquire valuable players for your online casino or even your land-based property? Check out iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing site for legal online gaming in the U.S. iGaming Player is one of the first and only online affiliate marketing sites licensed in New Jersey. iGaming Player delivers quality customers and profitable players with its mix of online gaming news, play for free games, and information on the best promotions offered by its partner online casinos, poker rooms, and land-based casinos. iGaming Player uses the vast knowledge about players and their behaviors to deliver players to your online casino and act as the bridge to your bricks and mortar property. So visit iGamingPlayer.com to see what you've been missing.
So about your gaming philosophy, I guess adding bingo really gives you a leg up. But in terms of the rules of the tables, the paybacks of the slot machines and things of that nature, do you tend to skew more favorably to the player rather than a strip hotel or something like that?
Absolutely. I think it's not my opinion. I think there's facts to prove that. I can say I believe we have the best video poker pay tables in all of downtown.
Okay.
We have great pay tables for that. We have very favorable games in the table games.
Uh-huh.
We have some all of our blackjacks pay 3-2.
So you won't find 6-5
blackjack. You won't find 6-5.
Very nice.
We have crapless craps. We have a good variation of games. Uh-huh. We've looked at single zero roulette, interestingly enough, which would be the only one downtown. Haven't quite migrated over to that yet, but coming from England, single zero roulette's all we know.
That's all you know.
But we have 10 times odds on craps. So I think we have great, very favorable gaming conditions. And our Players Club is extremely rewarding as well.
Okay. I just saw the Venetian or Palazzo has added a triple zero roulette wheel.
So. I can't. They actually did it. I heard it was a rumor.
Yeah, they actually have done that. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but
and people probably pay it.
They probably do, just like they play 6-5 blackjack. You know,
it's great.
Yeah.
I think downtown. You know, we want to be known for having a good gamble.
Right.
We want to give people a better experience, and I think that is people are not across the board because a lot of people stay in a hotel. They just play where they stay, but I think people are coming downtown because of that.
Okay. So you're a member of the Fremont Street Experience, I'm assuming.
You would be assuming incorrect.
Okay.
We're not a member.
You're not?
Of the
okay.
No.
Because you're not physically on the street itself?
Yes, that's a good answer. But
okay.
There's a lot of history. It
right.
goes back to predating me
sure,
in terms
right.
of Jackie Gorn.
Right.
They weren't a member. Then there's been a lot of back and forth. As of today, Plaza is not a member of the Fremont Street Experience.
Okay. So you don't have any input into the events they present there or anything?
Okay. We are aware of the events.
Of course, right. Sure.
We work together, but no, we have no input in that.
Right, okay. In terms of getting people across the street, you are physically separated by a street with traffic on it. Do you anything special to bring those people across the street?
Of course. That isn't our focus. That,
right.
I think with previous management, that's always been a focus of, oh, well, we have to get people to cross the street.
Right.
I've looked at it a little differently, and actually people thought when they built the zip line it was going to really hurt us.
Right.
And it hasn't. We've only grown since then. So for us, it's about focusing on ourselves, creating something separate from that, focusing on what we can do here, driving our own occupancy, and then obviously having the amenities and the games and the experience at the plaza to keep people here.
Okay.
So I'm much more focused on our private events that we do. We do a lot of specialized events like the Big Blues Bender. We do something with Rodeo, a great group called Country Christmas.
Right.
And if we can continue to drive our own groups here and our own occupancy, I'm not worried about people crossing the street because I think people know what they like. And
right.
if they know about the plaza and they come here and they see something going on and it's a good time, they're going to come across the street. And we've noticed that for sure in the last 18 months.
Okay.
And so we're pretty focused on...
So you're trying to build a business here, you know, with your own groups, your own marketing efforts, and anything that comes across the street is going to be incremental to you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But when they come across the street, you want them to walk in those doors and say, this is nice. This is different from what I saw somewhere else. This is nice. This is comfortable. The music's good. The machines are good. The cocktail service is good. All those little things that add up to that experience. But we've been very focused on what we're doing here.
Okay. So downtown Las Vegas has had a very good year. You know, I think it's been up more than, you know, percentage-wise, more than any other jurisdiction in the state. Why do you think that has happened the last year?
I don't think you can look at it just as the last year. I think you have to go back and say, look at what Oscar Goodman did as the
right.
mayor in 1991 when he came, I think it was 1991, and subsequently his wife, the mayor, and what they've done to try to put downtown on the map. If you ignore that, then I think it does a disservice to where downtown's come from.
Right.
And then you can start going fast forward into this year and saying, looking at what all the properties downtown have done to redevelop themselves. Everyone's reinvested in their properties. Not everyone, but a lot of people
sure.
have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where you start to see the growth of downtown. Because the people that are coming here now, came here last year and 2 years ago, and they had a good experience, and now they're coming back. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is the difference, is people were always coming downtown.
Right.
But they weren't necessarily seeing great shows. Mm-hmm. They weren't necessarily having great dining. Right. They didn't have nice rooms to stay in. And once all those things have started to happen, and there's this new entertainment, and this, and people feel safer, and mm-hmm. and I think they want to come. They want to come downtown, and they want to gamble downtown. And I think the Strip obviously has evolved a lot over the last 5-6 years, and I think that's left a void for people that actually want to come downtown.
Right. Now, there's some really innovative operators down here, and you know, yourself included. You're starting with Tillman Fertitta, and the way he's really revived the Golden Nugget. You know, Derek Stevens with the 2 properties, possibly a third here, and then you know the folks at Downtown Grand who've done some really innovative stuff with esports and that kind of thing. Do you think that is really bringing a new spirit to this area?
Absolutely, the new ownership is absolutely helping the area. I love what Golden Nugget's done. I love what Derek's doing. I think it's great. I think it's still in its infancy. I think I read Downtown, although it had its best year last year, or had the biggest growth of the whole state, it's still only about 8% of the total. If you combine the Strip and Downtown, it's still only about 8% of the gaming.
Right.
And that means, and that includes obviously the Stratosphere, because that's technically downtown.
Sure, right.
You know, you grow that 8% to even 10%, that's a huge amount of gaming revenue that could be coming downtown. So I think there's a lot of potential growth still for downtown, but I think to the question, those operators have all definitely added to what's happening down here.
And it's,
we all help each other, because the more people that come downtown, you know they're going to visit 3, 4, 5 different properties, and so of course people that come and stay at our hotel because of the pool mm-hmm. are going to go visit other properties on Fremont Street for sure. Mm-hmm.
So you're supportive of Derek Stevens' plan to rebuild the Las Vegas Club?
Very.
Yeah.
I've long believed, I've been here 10 years in Vegas mm-hmm. and I live downtown, and I've always believed for whatever reason that Main Street would literally be the main street of downtown.
Right.
And if you go to the Arts District and you see what's happening there, I think that that Main Street could really become something special. So his plans, whether it's the Golden Gate or the Las Vegas Club, or, you know, we own 17 acres along Main Street. The plaza is 17 acres.
Right.
Yep. So all of that potential development mm-hmm. on our site with the Las Vegas Club, I think with the new City Hall over there, and obviously with the Smith Center, I just think this area of downtown is going to be fantastic, so I'm very supportive of what he's planning to do there.
Do you see any impact on your business when they hold an event at the Smith Center?
Yes. Yeah. Oscars, definitely.
Okay.
The Steakhouse
right.
Does great when they host, especially the bigger shows, you know, when they've done like Book of Mormon or Wicked or any of those, it's really helped the Steakhouse. From a gaming perspective, probably not, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. It creates good energy in the building. It's a nice customer coming downtown, and
sure.
I talked to a lot of them. And they're not coming downtown if not for the Smith Center.
Right, right. Exactly. Well, it's such a great venue, and if you get that spillover again just for the food and beverage, it's got to be worth it to you. I mean, and that's such a great steakhouse, too. I brought my retiring sales director down here because we wanted to go to a great steakhouse, and we just had a wonderful time.
Thank you.
And,
that's great.
Yeah, it's a very classy room as well.
Thank you.
So what do you see long-term for the Plaza?
I see a lot of continued organic growth. That's been my philosophy from the beginning. I don't believe in, you know, knocking places down and restarting from scratch.
Right.
I believe in, if everyone comes here and each day does something to improve the place, we're going to continue to grow. We have a lot of upside in terms of growing our slot revenue, in terms of growing our hotel rate and occupancy. And I really think that the Plaza, it's not a standalone resort, because obviously downtown has so much going on, but if we continue to improve our amenities, and we have, can I talk a little about new amenities? We have a lot of things in the works, from new food and beverage, new entertainment. This is our first full summer with the pool. We have a new convention expansion that we're working on right now. And all these areas are going to take time to grow.
Sure.
And I think the Plaza is going to be on a great trajectory. I mean, we've seen, it's not a secret, 30% growth every month for the last 8 months in gaming revenue.
Yeah.
If we can continue on half of that, it'll be in a very good place over the next few years.
Well, Jonathan, congratulations on what you've been doing here. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of great things happening here in downtown, which you'll be included in. So thanks for the time, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, sponsored by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing partner for online and land-based casinos. If you want to hear more about the topics discussed today, visit GGBMagazine.com for all the news and trends in the casino industry. For weekly updates, subscribe to GGB News, which delivers all the news of the gaming industry to your desktop, waiting for you every Monday morning. Please join us next week for another edition of the GGB Podcast, and don't forget to follow GGB on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, on Facebook and LinkedIn at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Have a great week.